Welcome to the One Hop Podcast. Our goal for this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer, individually and corporately. God is raising up watchmen, these communities of intercessors around the globe, and we have such a privilege in Omaha to join the Lord in rebuilding David's fallen tent for ceaseless prayer and worship to rise as an incense before him. We're so glad that you joined us today. Well, happy couple days after Thanksgiving weekend, where we probably have all eaten way too much. And by the way, this is Kristen sitting here in the podcast studio in our usual order. No one has deviated.
No.
So sitting here with
Nicole
and
Drew.
Yes. And we were just chatting about our weekend and the foods we ate. And I made 12 loaves of bread, which I started my... Oh, that could be what...
Which kind is it? Because I have a loaf and I don't even know what kind it is.
Oh, yes. What kind you received the other day from me is pumpkin spice with the cream cheese frosting.
Oh, okay, I'm really excited.
And let me tell you, it's really good.
Oh, you haven't tried it yet?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my.
Mine's a third gone.
Sasha ate the entire loaf.
I know. This is what... Okay,
hello.
Yes. Sorry about that, audience. As I make bread, so I do... This is my... Starting in the fall and I go through the winter... And so many of my friends say what you just said. Yeah, it hardly gets home, and I eat the whole thing. Or somebody in the family eats the whole thing, because it's just fabulous. So this weekend I made pumpkin spice. I'll share the updates of what bread I make the next time we get together, because I'm thinking I'm going to do orange cranberry with like an orange glaze. That'll be my favorite.
I don't remember you making that last time.
No, this is a new
poppy
I found.
Seed is the one that I liked.
Yes, lemon poppy seed. Yum. Yeah, I make that too. I just found this recipe. I found an entire website dedicated to freaks like me that love to bake bread. And there are probably 300 recipes on it. And I was really excited, and I had to like stop because I'd already picked what I was going to do for this last batch.
But
yeah, that's what I did this past weekend, along with cookies, getting ready for Christmas.
Okay, Thanksgiving always throws me off because we always say weekend, and I get really confused.
That's true. It is a whole weekend.
It's a whole,
it's
like
a whole
4 days.
It's like a week of Thanksgiving.
It is.
My stuff was over Friday night, so Saturday and Sunday people are still going, and I'm like, nope, I'm good. All done. No, it was good.
So what did you do for, you went to your sister's.
My dad and I drove to good old Iowa City.
Shout out.
Woo. I don't know if anybody go to Iowa City.
Any listeners from Iowa City, please message us on Facebook.
Yes, that shout out was for you. And we just ate food and watched movies. That's kind of my family's thing. Like, usually, like, for Christmas Eve, we would just rent, like, 6 movies and watch movies all day and eat food and... My sister is an amazing cook.
Nice.
So is her husband. So he didn't sleep at all the night before.
Nice.
So he started the brisket and the pork butt, which I don't understand. It's not actually pork butt.
Gross.
It's the shoulder.
Right.
But
it's
anyways,
so
that's
good.
What they call it. And he started smoking it like at midnight on Wednesday. And it was ready for us to eat at like 7 o'clock.
Oh,
on Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it was good. It was interesting. It was yummy, and I don't eat a lot of red meat, so.
Yeah.
It was great. And then Friday, I've learned how to not be depressed.
Good.
During football season. It's taken me many years to. I'm like a Cubbies fan when it comes to Nebraska. I love my Nebraska Cornhuskers, even when.
Right, that's a true fan, though. So, a true fan loves their team even when they're not winning.
Even when they really stink. So it was rough. It was rough because we went out. So we were at a bar watching it in Iowa City.
Oh, yeah.
And we played Iowa. Did we play Iowa? Not Iowa State. Played Iowa. I mean, it was in Iowa City.
let us
tell you. So anyway, so that was my weekend.
Play France.
So. Got back into the swing of things. I got sick, so that was not a highlight, but that's all right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's all good.
It's okay. It is. And yes, we just walk in our healing, even when we're experiencing the symptoms.
I just got this silly cough.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Drew, what did you What'd you do?
I went to my friends, who I affectionately call my cousin's house.
That's awesome.
Oh, and shout out to Lincoln. Yeah,
that's right. Just message us from Lincoln, all that's you listeners. Right. Michelle and Lorraine, you better be listening. So I just went to Michelle and Lorraine's house, and we just had a nice Thanksgiving. Then we watched some movies, and then I drove home.
All right, wait. You both watched movies. I didn't watch a one. Not a one. And the Hallmark Channel right now has all the Christmas movies that I love.
Yeah.
But the ones I did watch were tearjerkers.
What's something you watched?
We watched one called The Family Stone. It's like 10 years old.
It's old. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But it was a tearjerker all the way through.
It was.
It was. I do remember.
I remember that too. Remember that and movie. I don't think I liked it. Is Julia Roberts in that one?
No. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, she's so adorable.
No, I don't remember.
And
Craig T. Nelson.
Yep. Sarah Jessica Parker. Is she in that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. All right. What is one movie that you saw? Oh, Nicole can't share with us what is one movie she saw.
No. Oh, I'm trying to think. No, I won't share all of them, but we watched, what's it called?
What's one of the shows
it's
that was appropriate?
Central. No.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No. Central? Central Intelligence?
Oh.
What's CIA stand for? Central Intelligence Agency. Okay, so it's called CI.
Such a patriot over here.
Central Intelligence. And it has The Rock.
Oh.
And Kevin Hart. It's a comedy.
Oh, fun. It's really silly. Funny. Yeah.
It was just really dorky.
Not a tearjerker, yeah.
Kelly, and my sister and her husband, we all fought over movies because she wanted really serious, like, movies and... We're like, it's Thanksgiving. We don't really want to watch, like...
Which, hang on, I did watch a movie.
What did you watch?
On Thanksgiving. We did watch one of those. We watched American Sniper. Which was...
The older one?
Awesome. No, the one about Chris Kyle that just...
Yeah, that's old.
Oh, well. It's a couple years.
I watched it on the plane to France, I think. On the plane. It was the worst movie to watch on a plane.
Yeah, but... No, that can't be, because it was just,
it was one of my travels overseas.
Yeah.
Maybe Molly, no, you don't get movies when you're traveling to
It was really good, though. That was just a couple years old. I mean, it was very good. It was intense.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of language, which really bothered me, but it's war, so hello, you know, just kind of, but it gave me a real appreciation, such an appreciation for the men and women who sacrifice in that way and are defending us. I don't know. That was good. So we watched. That was good. And then I'm sure I tried to coax my husband and son into watching something I would want to watch.
A Hallmark Channel movie?
But it didn't happen. I think Greg watched a couple House Hunter Internationals with me, though.
Oh, I would watch those.
My friend is going to be on House Hunters International.
Okay. You have to let us know when that episode is out.
I need to ask her when it's going to be out. She's in Paris.
Oh, so awesome.
That's so crazy.
Yes.
I know, right?
French
we would never be able to afford a French
so
flat.
No, we wouldn't. I've seen House Hunters International. Yeah, in Paris. Yeah, no.
So.
Well, we'll wrap this up. I had my kids over. Our family came over on Friday, and we did our big Thanksgiving with Lindsay and Jeff. And Katie and Brian were on the beach. They actually worked on Thanksgiving Day, so that was fun. Missed them. Silas slept through our meal.
Really?
I made him grilled cheese.
Aww. Ooh, that sounds
yummy.
He was. Lindsay and Jeff said, "Yeah, he's not going to eat turkey. He's not going to eat potatoes."
Really?
So yeah.
Potatoes.
So, grilled cheese. Yeah, I make garlic mashed. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
We had smashed potatoes.
Mm. Yum! That sounds good too. I did not make my sweet potatoes, which I normally do, but I love them. That'll be for Christmas.
That's right. And Saturday, we enjoyed the Gilmore Girls.
Yes. And to wrap up this part, we did. We enjoyed the Gilmore Girls.
We watched it.
We watched it. We were anticipating and had great expectation of the four episodes, a year in the life of the Gilmore Girls. And it was not really what we had
expected.
It didn't meet our expectations.
But it did have a lot of the cast.
Yes,
back.
A lot of
that.
The characters, which tells you how much they loved being a part of it.
Yeah.
that they were all willing to come back. But that was about it. Anyway. All right. So we are super excited today. Where this is going to be part two of praying in the Psalms or prayer in the Psalms. And we're going to walk you through. Drew's going to do a little explanation of how to pray through the Psalms. And then we're going to come back and we're actually going to do that. So you have the example of what he's going to be sharing. So stay tuned and we will get to it in just a minute.
All right, so this month we're continuing talking about praying through the Psalms. And one of the things that I really love about the Psalm, which I think is unique from a lot of the rest of the books of the Bible, is normally when we think about God's Word, you know, the entire 66 books of the Bible, we think of God speaking to men. And that's obviously, you know, his word to men. But Psalms brings a different dimension in having men's words to God, and God calls it his words.
That's really good.
And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting to think about. And how does that work? Well, obviously, we've talked a little bit about how the words in the Psalms were Christ's words. Some of them are very obvious, like Psalm 22, you know, this, why have you forsaken me, that Jesus prayed on the cross. But if we look at the Psalms as being Christ's words to the Father, then when we pray the Psalms, we're taking the same language, Christ's language, God's language, and we're praying them back to God. And so we're learning the language of prayer. And I think that's why praying through the Psalms is so important for our prayer life, is that we're taking God's words, literally Christ's words, and we're praying them back to God, and so which he calls his words. And so we're using God's language, and so that's how we grow. You know, that's how you learn a language, is you repeat someone else's words. You know, that's what parents, how they teach children, say mama, you know, and then they say ma or something. Oh yeah, great job. So so that's how we learn language. So that's how we are also going to learn how to pray. And so the praying the Psalms, Matt Candler gives a really great approach to praying the Psalms, and of course you can pray through them however you'd like, but this is one that I found really helpful for me, and it's kind of short and quick and condensed, so I really liked that too. But it uses the acronym Psalm.
Oh yeah,
just how
gotta love nice, an acronym.
That's right, it's so nice. And so if you take, you know, 5 psalms a day and you pray through them every day, then you can get through all 150 psalms in a month. And if you do, you know, 2 or 3 a day, then you can get through it in about 2 months. But so you're going to take, you know, whatever day you're on. So if you're on day 1, then you're going to start with Psalm 1 through 5. And then day 2, 6 to 10, et cetera. And we'll write all that on our podcast notes so you don't have to do the math every month. Because, you know, I know some of you are not fans of, you weren't part of the math club. In high school.
Had no math club anointing.
Like
no.
I did. So
no, I didn't at all.
So, you know, # math club anointing. Caleb, I hope you're listening.
Shout out to Caleb.
Hope you're listening. So P, we're going to start with P, is you're going to, if we're in Psalm 1, you're going to pick a verse. And any verse, doesn't matter, whichever verse you want to pray from, that's the verse. S, you're going to speak the verse. So Psalms, you know, prayer is something that the main imagery that we get from Psalms is that prayer is vocal. You can think prayers, but we want to get into the habit what the general principle through Scripture is. There's exceptions, but the majority of Scripture, prayer is vocal. It's not in your head. And so we speak the verse, and then A is ask or make a request. And so you're going to pick a... You know, some you can make the request for a person or a group of people. It could be for your own heart. It could be for your immediate family and friends, for your church community, for your city, your nation, and for the missionaries and missionary senders. can't be missionaries without missionary senders.
Right on.
And then The Lost. So those are a couple of different categories you could choose from, but whoever you want to pray for, you're going to ask and make a request from the psalm. Then L, you're going to direct it to the Lord. Now, it seems a little, it seems pretty obvious, but we want to get away from the culture, and which we're all a part of, including myself, done it many times, where when we say we're going to pray for someone, we say, Lord, I just pray for so-and-so. I just lift them up to you. And we think that that means something, and it actually doesn't, I lift them up to you. Okay, what do you want me to do for them? Mm-hmm. I just lift them up to you, Lord. I just pray for them. We want to give an actual request and direct it to the Lord and ask him to actually do something.
Okay.
So we're going to say, I lift them up to you, and I ask that you would break in for healing. Or I lift them up to you, and I ask for, financial breakthrough or something, whatever you're praying for. And then M, you're going to move to the next psalm.
Move?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you're doing five a day, or if you're on the slow track, two or three a day.
Or one, the remedial track.
The remedial track, you're going to do it in 5 months.
The Nicole track.
Yep, we're going to do it in 5 months.
Hey, so, it's a good starting point.
It is. It's better than nothing, for sure. So then if you're on Psalm 1, then you're going to go to Psalm 2, and you're going to do the same thing over again.
Okay.
Now, the best thing, I would say, is if you get to do it with a group of people and have a psalm circle, you could say.
Oh.
And if you're doing that, then everyone is going to go through, if you're in, I'll start in Psalm 1 or whatever, you're on day 1 of the month, then everyone is going to, they're all going to go through Saul. They won't go through the M yet. But so everyone, so if the three of us were doing a psalm circle, mm-hmm. which you'll get to experience later.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
That's right.
But if we were all doing it, so I would do Psalm 1, and I'd pick a verse, and then Kristen could do a Psalm 1, pick a verse, and then Nicole could do Psalm 1, pick a verse, and then we'll all move. I'll do Psalm 2, pick a verse, Kristen will do Psalm 2, and Nicole will do Psalm 2, etc., until we get through all five for our day. And the nice thing is there's no rules. So if I picked Psalm 1 verse...
There's one out the window.
There's a lot of rules right here.
Well, those are the...
It's a format. It's those, a format.
The format.
Not a rule.
Yes. So if I picked verse 2 and I was praying for, the nation of Mexico
mm-hmm.
and Kristen...
It's warm there.
Yes. And Kristen is, she's listening to me pray, and she's like, oh, well, I was already going to do Psalm 1, verse 2 for Mexico. She would not have to change
good to know
her topic or her verse. She could do the exact same thing. Because the goal of praying through the Psalms and a Psalm circle, if you're doing it with other people, is to get God's language into That's our good. Hearts and turn it into our language. So there's no rules on, someone took my verse, I got to choose something else. Someone took my topic. No. You just pray for that topic and that verse. That person or nation probably needs it. So
there you go.
So that is how we kind of go through the Psalms and turning our prayer into using God's language and kind of the way that he prays. Because, of course, Christ's prayer were vocal. Mm-hmm. They weren't – we have this idea in our Western Christianity, of course – that prayer, we fold our hands, we bow our head, close our eyes, and we think our prayers to the Lord. And that's not wrong, but that's not the main image that we see throughout the Psalms and the apostolic prayers. We see vocal hands lifted oftentimes, or there's movement, and we're usually doing it with other people. That's the main, almost always, prayer was a corporate event. In the New Testament and throughout the Psalms. So,
well, and I just want to say something to that too, that as I've been speech, when we speak, speech is what leads our hearts. So when we're speaking the psalm, when we're praying out loud, we are leading our hearts into greater understanding of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you can just think back on your own, each of us in our own lives. When I'm speaking things that are negative, when I'm speaking things that are opposed to the Lord, when I'm speaking things that are maybe against what I've heard from him in my own time, but I'm like, well, I don't believe it, and I start speaking the negative, that leads my heart, too, away. Mm-hmm. So the speaking it is really important. And, you know, the other thing that I was thinking when you were sharing, Drew, is that God is full of emotion. Mm-hmm. The fact that he would take things that David had written in the place of anguish or pain, or throughout the Psalms, the different writers of those Psalms, that God would include those and then say, I love what you said, that men's words to God, and then God calls them his words because he's included them in mm-hmm. Scripture, which is his word. He's full of emotion, and he's okay with all of our emotions. Mm-hmm. I know we touched on that last time as well, but how cool.
Yes.
Yes. So. Okay, wait. Can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
Matt Candler.
Yes.
Do you know his website?
He has about 4 websites.
We'll have him up on our website. So
yes.
Okay.
In the notes.
Okay. All right. So then that way if somebody wanted to listen to some of his other maybe teachings about this.
Yes. It's not – you won't find the exact same one.
Okay.
Because that was – I got from a CD from IHOP years ago. So – but there's different things. He has one in Psalm 23, has one in Psalm 133, has one in Psalm 1, just different little videos and blogs on them. So,
okay, good.
Yeah, he does have some good stuff.
Good, yeah. So we'll put that on the website, on the notes, the podcast note page.
Shout out to Matt Candler if you're listening.
That's right. That's
please
right. That's
message
right.
us.
Shout out.
Okay, so that wraps up the
that wraps
explanation.
Up our, so stay tuned for these already spoiled.
That's right.
The Psalm Circle.
The Psalm Circle. I can't wait.
All right. Well, this podcast, we interrupt the wonderful discussion about Psalms and our impending Psalm Circle to bring you your favorite segment, Reviews by Drew. And I'm your host, Drew. Thank you. I'll be giving my Oscar speech in our next month's podcast.
Your radio Oscar speech.
So, this month on Reviews by Drew, we have a new book that maybe some of you have heard of, maybe not. It's called Who Ate Lunch with Abraham? And it's by Asher and Trader. And the spelling for all that will be online. But Asher is a Messianic Jew, and he lives in Israel. He is originally from the United States, but he made his aliyah. He moved to Israel about a decade or so ago. And so he writes this book, Who Ate Lunch with Abraham, and looks through mainly the Old Testament, but there's a lot of other stuff thrown in there as well, but looks through all the moments where the angel of the Lord, the pre-incarnate Christ or Yeshua, shows up in the Old Testament and what that means for the covenants, what that means for New Testament believers today, what that means for even the Jewish people. And so Who Ate Lunch with Abraham? Well, the answer, spoiler alert, is...
Another one.
I know, 2-in-1 podcast. Sorry, guys. Is Jesus himself, you know, the pre-incarnate Christ. And so, you know, the man with, or the angel man who shows up to eat lunch with Abraham is Yeshua. And there's many other instances, the cloud by day, the fire by night, the burning bush, many other instances where the Old Testament patriarchs and the forefathers of the faith saw the pre-incarnate Christ as an angel man or as a different kind of ways that he would show up, either as a man or angel or both, and et cetera. But they recognized him as God, but yet it wasn't the Father they knew. And so it was almost always was the angel of the Lord was Yeshua, the Christ. And so he goes through a lot of that and how to recognize that and what some of those implications mean for us today. What does it mean if Yeshua was the one who wrote the law or who made the covenant with Abraham? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for the Jewish people, etc.? So it was really interesting, very fascinating. He gives a lot of evidence. He gives a lot of There's about 12 appendices, which I found fascinating. I like appendices in books.
I don't even know what that means.
That's the plural for appendix, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Those are the background listeners and reviews by Drew for this segment of the podcast.
That's true.
So check it out. It's Who Ate Lunch with Abraham by Asher in Trader. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you've enjoyed this month's review by Drew. All right, so welcome back. We're here and we're all geared up to do our Psalm Circle.
That's right.
So
I'm excited.
A few things I left out. When you pray, you can do about 30 seconds or so. I mean, you can do longer if you really want to and you're only doing it by yourself. But if you're doing a Psalm Circle like we are, we're going to limit it to about 30-ish seconds so that we get everyone a fair chance to participate in the Psalm Circle. And if you have about five people, this is Matt Candler's math, so not mine. But if you have about five people and you do five psalms a day, it takes about 30 minutes.
Oh.
So there you go, if you have a Psalm Circle every day. So we are going to do just one psalm, and so I just picked one of my favorites. And we're going to pray through Psalm 27. And remember, we're going to pick a verse, P, say the verse, S, ask, make a request from the psalm. We're going to direct it to the Lord, and then we'll move on to the next person.
Oh, boy.
All so right. We're only going to do one rotation. We won't do all five for you. So you'll have to come to the house of prayer to hear more. So for Psalm 27, and I'm going to pray from verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Father, I just lift up to you the church in Omaha, and Lord, I ask that you would strengthen us, especially in our nation, with all the shaking that happens in our nation and everything that's going on in the political climate. Lord, I ask that you would keep the church in Omaha as a refuge in the shelter of your tabernacle, that you would set us on a rock. Lord, that we would be founded, rooted, and grounded in who you are, that we would even echo the David's desire to be in your presence, to be kept safe in your dwelling, to be in your tabernacle for all of our days. Lord, I ask that you would stir up a hunger, stir up a desire to be set in your temple, to be set in your tabernacle, in Jesus' name.
Awesome. You're going next? Oh, me. I'm going next. Okay. I'm going to be praying Psalm 27, verse 4. And I'm going to be praying for teenagers in this city in Omaha. I'm going to read the verse. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Father, I just lift up the teenagers in the city of Omaha. God, and I ask that you would cause hearts to be about the one thing. Lord, I ask that you would move on teenagers' hearts, God, that you would turn their hearts, you'd turn their minds, you would turn their eyes upon you, that they would have a desire to gaze upon your beauty. They'd have a desire to seek you in your temple, to know who you are, to walk with you. And Father, I ask that you would give us a generation, these young teenagers, God, I ask you'd give us those in the house of prayer, that they would be found here, they would set their gaze upon you from this place. And I ask, Lord, that you would stir in the hearts of teens in the city to be found in the place of desiring you and you above every other thing in their life. In Jesus' name. Okay, so we have a hard time staying at 30 seconds. Let's just be honest.
I have a stopwatch so that I know. I'm going to be praying out of Psalm 27, verse 10, for foster children in Omaha. The verse says, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in." Father, I lift up children to you in our city of Omaha that are in foster care. Many who feel as though their mother and their father have abandoned them, have forsaken them. Father, I ask that today you would be their father, that you would give to them your presence, that you would show them who they are in you, that you would show them their sonship and their daughtership today. God, I ask that you, Abba Father, would you come and would you take in these children? Would you lead them? Would you guide them? Would you steward their hearts? Would you help them to know who they are in you and who you are as Father, as Abba Father to them? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so that was really cool.
So that's the Psalm circle. So now you gather a few of your friends and you go through five a day just like that. Easy peasy.
I like that a lot.
You can do that in the car.
You could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like in a carpool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
on a trip?
Know. On a trip.
Going on a trip. You could even do it, like, if you're by yourself, yeah. just to even have, you can even, like, put where I have the phone, on my phone I have the Bible app, and you can listen to,
yeah.
like, you need to listen to it, and then just kind of pick one of those verses and pray it. Oh, that's, love that.
It's fun.
Love that. Thanks, Drew, for bringing that.
Thanks, Matt Candler.
Thank you, Matt Candler. That's right.
Wonderful. Well, I'm super excited to share with you guys a commercial.
Woo. That was strange.
That's such a golf clap. Well, we are really excited here at One Hop to announce this. We've already announced it technically on our Facebook page, but for all you podcast listeners, we are going to, ready for this?
Woo!
We are going to live stream One Thing 2016. So Yay. What that means is that for those of you who are not able to make it down to Kansas City, or if you're like me, large crowds, that's just not your jam, you can come to the prayer room here at One Hop, and we will have all the sessions live streamed. So starting even in the morning, they're not that early,
they're not
9
that
o'clock.
Early, but
to
some it might be.
To some it might be. So we'll have all of the sessions available to be watched. We'll have the worship available also. And then the prayer room will just be open in between the sessions, so that if you want to just kind of debrief with the Lord, what's going on, or just get to know people who are here, whatever that looks like for you. So, One Thing 2016, December 28th, 29th, 30, and 31, and we will have the New Year's Eve celebration also, so that's going to be awesome. Just to kind of give a plug about this, the Lord has radically touched my heart, actually, through the live stream. I've never been down to the auditorium, but He has just encountered me every year that I've done One Thing for
a number of years.
Yeah, probably 10 years now, or however long they've had it. And so, all the information for the schedule is on our website. We do have a suggested donation as you come, $20 for all 4 days, or $5 a session, whatever you're able to do. And
and we'll probably take an offering on the night where they do the offering for the poor, where they collect an offering. And then they take another offering for IHOP. We'll probably do that also for One Hop.
Awesome.
And then, for ministry.
So that is really exciting. So mark your calendars for those of you who are in town. Come to come to One Hop and watch One Thing. It's just awesome. It's all about the one. It's all about the one.
That's right.
All right. So thanks for joining us for this month's podcast. We hope you had a really great Thanksgiving. And we will have this up and then launching into December.